From the New England News Collaborative, this is Next. I'm Shannon Dooling, in for John Dankosky. A new series from the Berkshire Eagle looks at the consequences of women being jailed outside of their home county. The Berkshire County Jail and House of Corrections in Pittsfield, Massachusetts, used to include sections for both men and women. But in 2014, a new unit was built at the Western Regional Women's Correctional Center in Chicopee, Massachusetts. Here with us to discuss how women and men are treated differently by the justice system in Western Massachusetts is Heather Bellow. She's an investigative reporter for the Berkshire Eagle. Heather, welcome to Next.
Thank you.
So let's start back in 2014. Why were women transferred from the Berkshire County Jail and House of Corrections in Pittsfield to the Western Regional Women's Correctional Center in Chicopee?
Well, the sheriffs in the early 2000s had been saying that we're running these, you know, predominantly men's jails. We have small numbers of women. And, you know, we can't offer all the services and programs that they need. And also we're having trouble with the logistics of keeping men and women separate, which is required by state law.
Okay, so what's the difference between these two facilities, the one in Pittsfield and the one in Chicopee?
Right now, the one in Pittsfield is all male. And back before women went to the Chicopee jail, they did have a women's pod. But they were finding that it was just very difficult to keep the women and men separate and that women were being cast aside a little bit. They weren't getting all the programs and all the things that the men were getting.
So Lois Ahrens is someone you spoke with in your reporting with the Real Cost of Prisons Project in Northampton.
Yes.
And she was saying that these are debtors' prisons. What did she mean by that?
Well, what she means is that a lot of these women are, I would say the majority, are they're poor. They have substance abuse problems. They have been abused sexually. They're tangled up in sex trafficking. And they're going to jail because they simply can't afford to pay bail. Sometimes it's very low. Sometimes it's $50. And not only can they not scrounge up the money to bail themselves out, but they don't know anyone who can help them. So they end up in jail because they're poor.
What sort of legal care or access to legal resources do these women generally receive?
Well, they have attorneys. They have, you know, court-appointed attorneys. And they struggle because, well, in Berkshire County, you know, women are about an hour, and so are their attorneys, about an hour up to maybe an hour and a half away from the jail. So they do have legal representation. But what we found in our reporting is that attorneys across the board were saying, you know, we are really struggling to provide these women just everything that they need because of the distance, because we have to drive 2 hours round trip to the jail, then visit with a client, and we're already inundated with caseloads. So attorneys are saying this is really compromising their ability to represent these women in the way that they would ultimately like to in an ideal situation, which would be if the jail were closer.
Your reporting also mentions not just the challenges facing lawyers and the legal representation associated with these women, but also the distance for family members and how that can have a really adverse effect on some of the inmates being held in Chicopee, right?
Absolutely. We did find that it can create a logistical nightmare. If you're poor, if you don't have a car, it's really daunting, and you're in a different county. And if you just take a look at the Peter Pan bus schedule or the Pioneer Valley Transit Authority, and you try to connect those two, you can see how hard it is for people who don't have resources.
One of the other things that you mentioned is the costs associated with long-distance phone calls, which is something that might not immediately be thought of as a cost associated or burden that the inmate has to bear, but it is, right?
Well, yes. You know, the phone systems at this particular jail in Chicopee, it's 12 cents a minute. It's one of the lower rates in the state, but it does add up for people. And we have to remember that this is a population of people who are, you know, really struggling with fallout from poverty and addiction. Their families are struggling. And, you know, the phone system, you know, $50 a week for phone calls so that you can really stay connected to your family is a lot. But we have to remember that many of these women are awaiting trial. They haven't been convicted yet. So all of this, all of these problems are, you know, are exacerbating, making, just worsening all of the, you know, all of these things for women and their families.
Let's hear a clip of a video that was released with this series. In it, we're going to hear Wahia Wolfpaw speaking with her daughter, Agent Rowe, who was held in Chicopee at the time.
So how about the phone calls? How in debt are you in your canteen right now for borrowing to be able to talk?
I mean, right now?
Yeah. How much money do I have to put on my phone to pay the other people back that you've borrowed their canteen from?
Okay. $10.
I got someone that's they owe me money and they might have it today, so I'll go throw that in my bank. I have to go take the bus. I have to take the bus. It's an hour. It takes me like an hour and a half to put money in my bank.
If you could take 30, that'd be ideal.
Okay. But is it going to give us any talk? Is it going to give us any talk time?
Huh?
Is it going to give us any talk time of that?
Wow. So in that very short exchange, you hear so many issues encompassed.
Yes, you really do.
Wow.
Yeah, well, Wahia Wolfpaw really struggled during the time Agent was in jail. She struggled to figure out a way to get to the jail. She struggled to come up with the money for the phone calls. It was definitely a hard time for her.
Throughout your reporting, Heather, did you find that there were stark inequalities in the way that the system of justice is treating women and men in Western Massachusetts?
The jail itself, you know, this isn't a criticism of the jail itself. The jail itself is trying to provide these women with very good services, trying to help them. And I did meet women who were released and said that the jail had really helped them turn a corner. It's just that it has created a distance problem that ultimately, even though it's unintentional, it does treat women and men differently because men do stay in their home counties.
Heather Bellow is an investigative reporter for the Berkshire Eagle. You can find a link to the series Sent Away on nextnewengland.org. Heather, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much.
You can find our show wherever you get your podcasts. Just search Next New England.